Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, going to be lots of sunshine again today, high around 86. Kenosha right now is at 64 degrees, 61 in Burlington, 69 in Milwaukee, 68 in Racine. A proposed veterans housing project in Uptown Racine will not go forward. Bids for the project coming in over budget. The developer, Herman and Kittle Property, said the bids came in about $4.5 million higher than expected. Because the project had to be finished by next year, there is not enough time to rebid and still qualify for state tax credits. Racine Mayor John Dickert says it's all very disappointing.
Put in a lot of years into this, and we were trying to do our best to take care of our veterans, but it's unfortunate, we're not going to quit. We're going to continue. We're circling back with additional developers to see what we can do and how we can put the project together.
He noted the financing for this project did have a number of layers to it.
The site, the complexity of the site, and the amount of credits that you need to do to put together a project like this were very, very complex, and it included a lot of partners. So it's a very, very difficult puzzle to put together, but we almost had it put together, but unfortunately just wasn't able to come together at the end.
The mayor says the decision should not discourage any investors for the Uptown neighborhood, noting that the factors that led to this project not moving forward were not market-based. The $18.5 million project would have created 74 apartments, mainly for veterans, in a complex of old industrial buildings in the 1500 block of Clark Street. In Mount Pleasant Village, President Jerry Garsky's created an ad hoc committee to look into the system of assessing property owners for improvements. After last night's village board meeting, Garsky said the committee will be given free rein to study that issue.
They'll sit down and talk about ideas. There are legal things that, you know, they may say, hey, we can go this route, but they'll find out that legally you can't. So, you know, that's what we're looking at. We want them to bring back ideas to this village board.
Garsky naming trustees Gary Feast, Sonny Haven, and John Hewitt to that committee, along with the village engineers and a couple of citizens, said he hopes they'll have a recommendation before the end of the year. Sturtevant's Village Board has scheduled a special meeting tonight. They're going to discuss the purchase of two parcels of land near the Amtrak station. Board scheduled to meet in a closed session with Community Development Authority members at 6 o'clock to, according to the agenda, deliberate possible land acquisitions on East Exploration Court. The board's continual committee meetings will then follow that special meeting. Changes coming to a couple of intersections on the Burlington Bypass, one of them the scene of two fatal accidents this year involving turning vehicles. The DOT's Brian Denise says yellow flashing turn arrows are going to be replaced with green turn arrows at the Pine Street and Highway 11 intersections.
Flashing yellow arrows give motorists an opportunity to turn left, make the decision with caution, proceed with caution for a left-hand turn while there is oncoming traffic. In the case of a green arrow, though, the oncoming traffic would be facing a red light.
The change is requested by the City of Burlington as a way to enhance safety, the Common Council having talked about it last week. Zadeev adds that the work to change the signal should be finished by the end of the month. The schedule is closer now to unfolding for the build-out on the Real School at the Sportsplex facility in Sturtevant, which Racine Unified purchased this year for over $5 million to set up career pathways programming for grades 6 through 12 in a partnership with Gateway Technical College that includes access to the nearby IMET Center. Chief Operations Officer David Hazen telling the Board of Education that finding an architect and a construction manager will be among the immediate top priorities, along with a design concept to help figure out the cost going into 2017.
The architect RFP is out right now. In fact, we received the responses last week. At the week from today, at the first board meeting in August, the study session, I'll bring you an update on where we're at on making that selection, and if all goes well, we'll bring a selection for the board to consider at the August 15th board meeting. And the RFP for the construction manager, I believe that's also either out or going out. We'll get that back in August.
He said coordinating what goes into the Real School, that is, in the build-out, that'll be handled similar to the larger-scale construction of Knapp, Olympia Brown, and Gifford schools. Hazen noting that the sports side of the facility will remain as is, but for a new entranceway due to continued rental of the space except when needed for school activities. The rental money going to be used to help pay off the purchasing borrow. And Kenosha Unified is meeting tonight. However, a policy on the treatment of transgender students is not on the agenda, even though it was approved at a committee meeting last week. School Board President Tamara Coleman says that after hearing the dialogue during the standing committee get-together, it was felt additional clarification of the policy was warranted. She did not say in an email when the policy might come up for a vote. The board is also scheduled to decide on the renewal of Superintendent Sue Savaglio Jarvis's contract, which expired at the end of June. The Mount Pleasant Village Board last night giving final approval needed for the Welcome Gas Station and Retail Development Project at Highway 31 and Spring Street to proceed, clearing the site already, having started, of course. Project's certified survey map, including the need for three parcels and an outlot, totaling just over 5 acres, according to Village Development Director Logan Martin.
The intent of the outlot is to contain some minor environmental contamination that was existing on the prior GUPS property. Onto a separate parcel for financing purposes. The boundary of this proposed outlot, however, does conflict with the placement of the proposed car wash on the site plan itself. Therefore, this lot line does need to be adjusted to meet the minimum setbacks for the proposed building construction.
A lot line adjustment for the car wash moves it further away from the homes on Sunny Slope Avenue, Martin telling Plan Commission members recently. The car wash itself looks different than most others you'd see. The Village Board also approving a rezoning petition and certified survey map for the new Hyundai dealership on Highway 20 near the interstate. Rebuilding the surface of Kenosha's Dream Playground, it needs to be done right and not just quickly, according to city officials during a couple of council committee meetings last night. Approval recommended for a $650,000 contract with a Greenfield company to replace the spongy rubber surface of the handicapped accessible playground. The new play area was closed last March due to premature wear and tear, and because the floor failed to meet safety standards, which Public Works Committee Chair David Bogdala was concerned about not repeating on the repair effort.
We need to do all we can to get this up and running so that kids can be out there enjoying it and playing the way it was intended to be. And we're going to do that here, and we're going to make sure that it's done right.
City's going to pay an extra for testing on the new floor when it's rolled out and has retained an independent expert. They're hoping to recoup all or at least a portion of the added expense replacing the floor by reaching an agreement with the original contractor or go to court if need be. When the Dream Playground will reopen, still undetermined at this point. Racine's Finance and Personnel Committee supporting a new 3-year contract with the Racine Zoological Society for operation and management of that lakeside attraction. City Administrator Tom Friedel, who is part of the negotiating team, said except for a few minor changes, it's essentially the same deal as with the contract that expires on December 30th.
You'll see some changes in Section 4.01 concerning maintenance responsibilities. That seems to be a never-ending tweak. Every time we do a contract, we try to get a little more refined so that we feel clear on whose responsibilities are whose. Section 5.01 is a change in the subsidy payment. If you recall, for 2 years, we had a reduction and then a freeze the last 2 years of this contract. This contract, like what we did with Wisdom, contains a clause that has a cost of living increase.
City's 2017 subsidy going to be $547,000, consumer price index determining payments each year after. Finance panel's unanimous support for the zoo contract will go to the council for next Monday night. Meeting's going to be held a day earlier than normal. Next Tuesday, August 2nd, is National Night Out activities. School year ended more than 6 weeks ago in Racine Unified. Most students are home and enjoying summer. Some students, though, had to come back, get a little extra work in, and this Thursday at 4 o'clock, it's their summer graduation commencement ceremony.
They get a shortened version, but a commencement that they deserve for graduating as well. And we invite everyone to come. We're very proud of those graduates. We have 3 graduates from Case. We have 10 right now. But by August, by the end of summer school, Horlick will have 23, and Park has 8. So altogether, we have 30-some graduates additional from our 3 comprehensive high schools.
Superintendent Lolly Haw is going to be attending the summer graduation ceremony, as well as a few of the board members. Take note, the dedication ceremonies for Racine Unified's 3 new schools are August the 18th, 4:30 p.m. for Knapp, 5 p.m. on August the 24th for Olympia Brown, and the Gifford edition, that'll be at 2:30 in the afternoon on August the 31st. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section, and at WRJN News will get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.